animals in the wild can change our culture and our landscape, like the salamanders and the cheetahs we heard in the first two stories. But many of us who live with animals as pets know that they also play a big role in our everyday lives. Pets can even be the deciding factor on who we choose to spend our lives with. Here's Tracy Shepherd.
Months ago, a friend of mine was engaged to the almost perfect man. He was tall, handsome, witty, and compassionate. Their wedding was to be in June, under the stars at the bride's father's estate. One night, as the couple lay in bed, they eagerly discussed their plans for a life together. My friend was enthralled by how perfect they seemed to be for one another, as her love listed all the things he wished for their future. Two kids, one of each sex, a spacious apartment in New York City, a summer share in the Hamptons, and a dog. A dog? The engagement was promptly canceled. As my friend later told me, there was no way that she was going to marry a dog person. Okay, clearly that was not the only reason the young lovers broke off their union, but it was a major factor. Pets mean a lot to people. We're all familiar with the extreme versions of canine or feline lovers, the crazy cat lady down the street, the biker with a gang of five Rottweilers. And chances are, though hopefully to a lesser degree, you too are a dog person or a cat person. While there are many neutral parties, most people prefer one species over the other. What is it about cats and dogs that is so mutually exclusive? It is partially superficial. I love both species, but have always been more of a cat person myself. I think that dogs are just too dirty and smelly. I can't enjoy cuddling with a dog when they always reek of, well, dog. But aesthetics aren't everything. There is a far deeper psychology behind the different love for Rex and the love for Whiskers. Beyond my personal olfactory preference, there are basic character traits that will indicate if one would opt for a cat or dog companion. Dogs are simple. They love you all the time. Nothing gives them greater pleasure than a pat on the back, and they just about soil themselves with glee every time you pick up a stick. Dogs are extremely loyal and caring animals. Cats are different. Most of the time, they couldn't possibly give a damn about you. You have to work for their affection. And every once in a while, your toil will be rewarded with a purring head rub or a fuzzy creature napping in your lap. These displays are all the more precious for their rarity. So perhaps that's it. Dog people may like a low-level reward of love constantly, while cat people prefer the unbridled joy of a rare display of affection. This could explain why dog people seem to be content all the time, whereas cat people are more emotional, often on a drama-filled roller coaster of agony and ecstasy. Dog people float quietly on a placid sea, rolling their eyes at the histrionics exhibited by their cat-preferring peers. Dogs are Prozac. Cats? Cocaine. Or maybe it's just the smell. All I know is, my friend alternately painfully sobs and laughs aloud with happiness at the memory of her lost engagement. And the last time I saw her dog-loving ex-fiancé, he was just smiling, content as ever. With a perspective, this is Tracy Shepherd.